Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome to the Art and Entertainment edition of Christmas in July, Plan to Profit. our B2B series. And this is Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I am one of your hosts for this moment in time. And in the Art and Entertainment edition of A Plan to Profit, Christmas in July, Business to Business series, we're talking to the artist today. And this is all specifically to the art and entertainment industries. Now, when we speak about planning for the holiday season, you know, we are really hoping at this time that most of you have a plan in mind. It is already September. People have really, 40% of online shoppers have began their shopping for the holiday season. And even if they haven't, they either are now or most people will begin planning what they're going to buy for the holiday season. They have to see who they have to buy gifts for, what they want, what they need, how much is it going to cost. And there are only a few more paychecks. If you're talking about people that get paid twice a month, we have 2, 4, 6, 7 paychecks before Christmas. The most money during the holiday season is spent during the 10 days in December. So basically from like December 5th until about December 22nd is the most money that is spent all year is spent during that time period. Your basic goal here is simply, your goal simply is, how do I capitalize from an existing season where people spend the most money that they spend all year round? So people are spending money. So how do you capitalize from an existing season as an artist? Now, when we speak of the holiday season, right now we coming out of back to school. Back to school has been going on since July, and then we're going to go right into Halloween, Thanksgiving, then Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's. So you do want to note all of these seasons that are significant to this holiday season that we're speaking about. There's back to school, which we're leaving now. Then from back to school, we go to, and there are other holidays, but this year the seasons that we're hitting. Back to school, then we're going to Halloween. From Halloween, we have Thanksgiving. And from Thanksgiving, we go into Christmas. And you have Hanukkah in that period as well. And after Christmas is New Year's. And then Valentine's. Now, one thing you do want to recognize, what happens during these seasons? Back to school is basically for children, people attending back to school. So we're talking about clothing, electronics. And for those that are going to college, you know, housewares and all. Those things are all considered. And school supplies. Those are the, you know, big things around which people shop. Now, back to school has happened, and it will happen again next year. So you as an artist, depending on your art, what's relevant? As a writer, there will be reading. You know, do you have, is any of your work relevant to schools? Can it be added to reading lists? You know, can it be added to curriculums? Is your work great work that, you know, kids would want to read as a relief? You know, I may just want some hot urban fiction, you know, because I had to read all this other stuff. I need some other things to offset. So for the avid reader, there may be something they want to put in their repertoire, you know, going away to school, add to their library. There are various different, you know, ways to think about it. You know, of course, if you're a designer, fashion designer especially, we're talking about, you know, clothing. If you are a visual artist, if you do any poster work, you know, it's great to call. Do posters that are relevant to school subjects. You know, in this case, you definitely by, you know, no later than May or June really want to hit up the people so that there can be orders in for the new school season when it hits in August and September. But you may want to do posters that are relevant to school, to learning, and do poster series and sell them in wholesale to school districts. You know, these are all opportunities that you look at. And then music, recording artists, spoken word recording. You know, kids are always, you see, if you haven't seen Kmart's big back to school whole, you know, series is based off of hip-hop. And it's bringing in hip-hop and black culture, it's bringing it all to the forefront. They started off with a commercial where young people are doing the dozens. And it's hot, but they take the dozens instead of putting people down. They use the dozens to say positive things, and it's creative. But you know, there's a culture, whole thing. So the whole culture thing and being cool, you know, they're using you know, cultural items, and then they go into. You got this young guy. He is the sickest rapper. He is so tight, and this is a young man. I don't even know if he's in high school. If he is, he looks super young. He's probably just in the ninth grade. And he is so sick in his delivery. But they're advertising clothes. So here, as a recording artist and as a writer or songwriter, you have opportunities in many, many areas, from commercials, from videos, from advertising, to, you know, actually being the thing that people want to put on their iPads and their iPods. You know, this is the music list that I want. This is what I want to have. And, you know, of course, you get them dropping it and back to school. You get the right people saying, oh, you need to have this. You need to have this. This is a great word of mouth. This is great to drive concerts. And not just for young kids in school, definitely for the college scene, you know. So you really want to look at these holiday seasons as an opportunity to do business and to capitalize. So, and then there are even more types of artists, you know, Pacific artists. I'm just really giving examples for everyone to start opening up their minds. When you have Halloween and Thanksgiving, these are two seasons. Well, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. These are all three seasons that also revolve around decoration and decorating the home. So for those, you know, craft artists, designers, interior designers, anywhere, you know, visual art, whenever it comes to decorating the home and changing the home, you know, we go into a new season. Before Halloween comes, we're going into the fall season, so we're changing the look of our homes. You know, the summer curtains are coming down and the fall is coming in. These are all reasons to buy. And even as people prepare for these holiday seasons, the home is especially significant, and people are shopping for the home. And again, included in shopping for the home for you recording artists is the sounds in your home. What music is playing? What will be playing? What is playing on my stereo, on my radio, on my iPod, you know, whatever I have? What's the atmosphere? So you want to look at all of these. And then definitely around Christmas, New Year's, these are the events. These are the big event times. You know, Thanksgiving, that's a specific time for family gathering food, for your food artists. So all of these are holidays, and I don't know if you've looked at them, but you need to start looking at the holiday seasons in different ways. You know, the reasons why people spend money. And Christmas, New Year's, big event time, definitely. Artists, recording artists, you should be booking. I mean, you should definitely have your holiday season booked no later than the end of October. There are times when you may actually book later. you may actually book later, but because, all right, I'm just trying to get into our studio. Using a smartphone. I tell you, sometimes these smartphones just are not so smart. Now these touch tones can really be a drag. I'm not so much into the touch technology, but I will get that worked on. But main thing is that, you know, you need to be booking events. And you need to find opportunities for events. If you want to put an event on, or if you just want to get gigs and play at events, this is the event time. People are looking for artists. They are booking artists. They have planned. There are a lot of events. The holiday season, a lot of major events are already booked, but there are still opportunities. And there are smaller events, you know. This is a time where instead of getting a gig a week, you know, a book gig, a paid book gig a week, you can be doing between November and the end of December, you can be doing 3 to 5 gigs a week easily. You know, Christmas parties, office parties. You know, there are so many different reasons. Fundraisers for nonprofits. There are just many, many reasons that there are various events for performance artists. And then, of course, you know, New Year's events, you know, all across the world. So here we have the holiday season and many reasons for you that people shop and they would buy your product as an artist, book you as an artist. Well, now we know the reasons. Outside of gift giving, we have gift giving is just like one of the biggest things. Now, in that strategy of gift giving, I want everyone to consider baskets. One of the best things, partner with a personal shopper. Each artist, I don't know, if you're a visual artist, if you are a writer, if you are a recording artist, and that includes spoken word artists. Spoken word artists, when I say recording artists, I include spoken word artists. If you are a dancer, whatever your artistic niche, designer, one of your partners, one of your strategic partners should always be a personal shopper. As well as you want to look at opportunities for distribution of your work. It's the retail level, but then you want the opportunities, you want to look for opportunities to distribute your work on wholesale level. That is so important for the independent artist. Not just so much in the numbers, which is really significant, but distributing on a wholesale level, especially if you know the wholesaler has the, you know, the spiders or the webs, the branches to get the work out. So they're doing wholesale, but they got all these different places that they can place you. And what that does for you is get you distributed, get you exposure in many different places at no cost to you. On wholesale, yes, you're selling it for less. You're not getting the same profit per item, but you're getting more out to more places than you make in doing your individual sales. And so then most of the time, these wholesalers are going to get into places that also retail. So if they get into places like that and the product flies, then you have opportunities for all of these new retail sales and to re-up. But they can get you to audiences and to new people that you may not be able to get yourself. So you want to look at, always look for wholesale opportunities. And it's not just getting, if it's a recording artist, that doesn't just mean getting your record in a record store. For recording artists to visual artists, you know, with the spread opportunity of distribution for films, and the webisode and reality TV, these are product placement opportunities. And you want to look at this. If somebody's doing a web series, just say a lot of actors and all definitely get, they wind up getting some reel from college students who are doing films. Now they're so expanded because people are doing web series. They're doing different things. If someone has, there's a couple, and I can't recall their name, but I network with them on Facebook as far there's a group, a mentoring group, far as the Association of Black Mentors. And they're a couple. They talk about relationships. They do so well. Now, they just have a simple set at home. They sit in front of their computer and in two chairs, and they have a conversation. Now, as a visual artist, what is stopping you from say, well, here, look, I'll send you a print. I'll, send you this. You contact them, have some, look, I'll send you some. If you could add this to your set, put this behind you, make sure that it's seen. And then in your credits, and as you do the video, make sure you put an annotation, because it's on YouTube, the annotation about the artwork and where it can be, and they can put it in a description as well about the artwork and where they can, get it from. You can even tell them if people on the show, if they like the artwork, and they don't have to have this during their conversation, it could just be in a description annotation, in the video annotations, but if you use the code, the name of the show, and they contact, that they can get it for an exclusive discount. There are all types of opportunities. But look at these things. These people with these web series, web shows that have a good following, have a good crowd. Go to bloggers. Let them test your product. You want to go for music reviews. This is a lot of, basic marketing, but definitely during the holiday time. These are opportunities you definitely want to look at. Now, in that, and we're going to go on some more because when I'm going to take a break, we're going to come to the back office, and as we take this break on coming into the back office, what we're going to do is I got to bring on my co-host, Anthony Stewart. I know he's on a conference call, and he is coming back. It's just that right now as we come to bring on Anthony, because I know he has a lot more to share with you, I do want you to start thinking about this. What is your industry season? If you are a writer, a recording artist, for you to have product in time for the holidays. And like I said, we really have a tight window because it's already September. That's why we normally do this. This is done in July. It's just basically August. It's almost a vacation month. And my computer has died. So I haven't been on the computer as much. But the art and entertainment show we had just scheduled because so many people on vacation during August, we just made the art and entertainment edition this first week in September. But what I really want you to start to think about, what is your industry season? For you to have product out for the holiday season, and we know about Thanksgiving, people are getting their homes ready, so you really do want to have, if it's a recording artist, if you are a recording artist, if you are a visual artist, you definitely want some product out there before Thanksgiving so people can get their homes prepared. Generally, there are like great home sales. The last of the best home sales go off of sale second week in November. Then things for the home, are no longer on sale. Or if they are on sale, they generally mark it up to mark it down. But you get your best deals between October and the second week in November are the best deals for the home. So looking at that time frame, do you have time to get a product out? What does it take to get your product out, to get it printed, produced, and distribution, and ready for sale to prepare for the home? and for you fashion designers and fashion artists in your line upcoming, do you have enough of a designer look together and recording artists? Do you have enough of a designer look together to have an image that can go out there? And your image can go out and promote and say it's going to be ready, available, available, available. So as these people are planning and what they're going to get, they can plan to get your items. And so these are the things you really, really, really want to focus on. So what do my pre-promotions? And I want you to think about what is your season? What is your dates? What is going to work for you in your industry? And then I want you to just start thinking and brainstorming gift items. And then the other key thing for, especially for recording artists, writers, and even writers and all, you know, you definitely want to record your great works and all, but don't forget the opportunity of holiday work. You know, what are great holiday stories? And whether it's a songwriter, a book writer, or a vocalist, spoken word artist, these holiday stories people buy. And I don't just mean, you know, your radio station catalogs, licensing. They are always looking for new holiday music. Now, I know a lot of artists that aren't into Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas. Some people, because they're religious and this and that for Christmas. But don't limit yourself in thinking Christmas, you know, just the religious, you know, Christmas is celebrated in more than just the religious aspect or aspect of Christ. There is still things about the love, family, romance, just goodwill. All of this happens during the holiday times, kicking off with Thanksgiving, a time of giving thanks. And that thankful feeling and that gratefulness, that connectedness, you know, filters throughout the entire holiday season into wishing for a new good year. So you have all of those subjects in that holiday field to work around. And so you definitely want to look at that. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a quiet break. So we're back, and we're looking at bringing on our co-host, Anthony Stewart. And I hope you guys are really looking at your holiday seasons and what you want to do during, you know, what is your industry season. So in your brainstorming, again, do consider the holidays, and don't just think, well, Christmas, I don't celebrate Christmas, or Hanukkah, I don't celebrate Hanukkah, or there are other ones, Ramadan. There are a lot of holidays coming up, but the one thread that they all have in common is thankfulness, gratefulness, you know, a love. There's just a lot of things that they have in common that feeling. If you can bring that out as a recording artist, as a spoken word artist, as a visual artist, as a writer, And then even for, like, a lot of time, our spoken word artists can sometimes be darker, or they, you know, they go for the other side. And there's an event I used to do called Jazz Poetry and Pampering every first Saturday of December. And the reason why, because it's a family time, a time of coming together, a lot of people can at the same time experience a lot of depression because they are feeling they're missing loved ones who are no longer here. They're lonely. You know, it's all of this family gathering. They may not have family. They may not have those loved ones to snuggle up to against the, you know, fire. And sometimes family gatherings are not always so pleasant. But sometimes the holiday season can send a lot of people into depression. So acknowledging that, doing something to uplift people during that time, they let them, you know, to acknowledge that I know you feel this way and how it feels, but, you know, you don't have to feel that way. Whatever your words of encouragement are, you know, but whatever way to, you know, to move people out of that, you have that opportunity to do that. And so, now, those are all opportunities that you really need to look at for the holiday season. And in that, writing significant songs and works, books, and publishing for the holiday season, again, gives you another opportunity, not just direct to consumer, but gives you your licensing opportunities. Catalogs are searching for holiday music, especially new music that can be good, like, you know, the new ones that catch on. Even in doing cover tunes, you know, like the Temptations version of, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Silent Night are just legendary. They're looking for another one of those, another classic that can live on forever. There's such a mad search for that. So there affords you many, many, many opportunities. So, and they become financially very lucrative. So you definitely want to look at taking advantage of that during the holiday season. So now what you need to look at, what do you need to be prepared for the holiday season and the opportunity? You know, do you have a website, first of all? Do you even have a website? Do you have one single place to bring your traffic, no matter what type of artist you are? You need a website. And not just a Facebook, not just a Twitter, not just Reverb Nation. You need a standalone website, a single place that people can go to that bears your name. And from there, they can get to your Facebook, your Twitter, and everywhere else. They can get there, but you need a single place for people to go. Then also, for you having a single place for people to go, you also need to be able to, from your website, again, be strategic about how it's set up. Now, what are you going to sell? How are you promoting yourself? And, like, again, to make sure that you're on the necessary social media channels. You do need a Facebook, not just a personal page. You need a fan page. Every artist needs to have a fan or business or brand page on Facebook. Each one of you need a Twitter page. Recording artists, fashion artists, visual artists, you all need Instagram. And visual artists definitely need Pinterest. Pinterest tells visual stories. So if you are an artist that uses a lot of imagery, definitely have a Pinterest page. And you can join Pinterest using your Twitter. And then what becomes paramount on Twitter, on your brand page, is your description. You have 160 characters to do a quality description. Make sure it drives traffic. Make sure it makes people want to follow you, become your friend, like you, And then make sure that you have a web page, because on Twitter, on your brand, they're all going to ask you for your web page. So here you get to put everything, and when people, if they find you by Twitter or if they connect and they want to learn more, because before I follow people, I always go to their page to find out about them to see if I want to follow them. Is this the person I want to follow? So, and then people, I love people with website. I always visit a person's website if they have it. If, you know, if I go, like their description, I'm going to click on their website to learn more. I always do it. So you need to make sure that you have these items in place. And so we're saying you need a Facebook page, you need a Twitter page, you need Instagram, and you may or may not need Pinterest, but if you tell visual stories, visual artists do. But Pinterest is about visual stories. You definitely need there. Now, here are a couple new tips. It's not super popular, but I would really suggest, as visual artists, again, this is a visual storytelling, that you get a page, get a profile, start to use it, learn how to use it, maximize it, and start to bring people over, because it has some other new great ways of telling visual stories that Pinterest does not have, Instagram. It's very interesting, and it's called Your Turn, U-R-T-U-R-N. So if you just go to yourturn.com/impact, I-M-P-A-C-C-N-O-W. Go to yourturn.com/impactnow. That's two C's, no T's, I-M-P-A-C-C-N-O-W. That's our Impact Now page on Your Turn. But definitely go there, follow us, and get to know that page. And that's for recording artists and visual artists and people with visual stories. They have some, for recording artists, they have great audio discs, and they have a great video poster. They have different ways in telling visual stories, and they're interactive, and it's a platform that has not yet boomed, but it will boom. It's a great place for you to be. And there are other great places. Again, in telling your story, as an artist, you need a great bio, and you want to have your press kit at all times. Now, if you want a great quality press kit, I'm going to suggest you go to Innovative Design Style, and that's Innovative, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-V-E, Design, D-E-S-I-G-N, Style, S-T-Y-L-E.com, Innovative Design Style. She's affordable. She'll do you a great job. Now, in getting your press kit done, and that gives you a great print and one you can use electronically, there is a great site that is extremely affordable for mobile press kits, and this one is called presskit.it. I don't have it right here in front of me, but if for some reason it is presskit.it, if you just go there and check that out. And there you will see that it's a great mobile press kit, very easy to put together and extremely affordable for the monthly fee is like under $5 a month. Again, it's new, but it's very effective. It's simple, to the point, but by mobile, your press kit can be pulled up, reviewed really easy. And they have it for individual artists, for labels, and on. So you definitely want to make sure that you get your mobile press kit. And the other suggestion is right now, as far as a URL shortener, For those who may not know, they call tracking URLs. A lot of times you see bit.ly. That's one of the most well-known URL shorteners. So, okay. Yeah, just need to let you know, presskit.it is not correct. But while I'm on this line, I will find out what is the correct one for the mobile. I'll get that for you while we're on. But you want to use smarturl.it. And it's just as it sounds, smart, smarturl.it. They are in beta now, but you need a smart URL account. Now, tracking links are really great. You can customize your link and get a lot of data about who's doing what with your links wherever you post them, whether they're on your website or whether you're posting them on social media pages. As response, doesn't matter. Wherever you're posting your URL, you can get data. What country? If they're accessing it by mobile, what specific type of data are you looking for? I want to create a link just for mobile users, and I want to know which smartphones, Androids. I want to get that kind of data about the people who are clicking onto my URL. Or I want to do a URL just for, I need to know what is demographics of the people from, you know, Great Britain that are clicking on to my URL. I need to understand those demographics more. So I want to create a tracking URL just based off of there, just that country, and I want to get the details about, you know, what's coming out of that country for my URL. There are just different reasons why you may need specific things, and smart URL allows you to develop URLs and get all type of data from your tracking link. It's one of the most extensive right now tracking links. Now, for performing artists, what's in significance about the smart URL, they're developing, and they will have a beta test soon on a URL they're developing that's called Shows Nearby. And it shows, S-H-O-W-S, nearby, and that's N-E-A-R, then it's dot by. So it shows near dot B-Y, shows near dot B-Y. And they're definitely looking for performance artists to use these in venues. So that this is going to be a tracking URL that you will use, shows nearby, and slash you put whatever your event. So, of course, it's promoting that you have a show, and then you have the opportunity, just like the smart URL, to get all of these specific location demographics about the people and where the traffic is coming from, people who are clicking onto the link about your shows. So, all of that is said to make sure you get a smart URL account. So go to smarturl.it and get yourself an account. And follow them on Twitter. It's twitter.com/smarturl. Follow them on Twitter so that you are in the know for the beta release of Shows Nearby. And these are just some great things to get into while you're on preparing yourself for the holiday season. These are things that are going to do you well for the holiday season and into the upcoming year. The other piece of advice that I will give is, for a marketing, email marketing tool, SandBridge. I know there are a lot of different tools out there, but if you are a recording artist, if you are a radio station, if you have audio work, and it is even great for, we use it for the Urban Tech Fair, it is great for like movement, because it is a whole, it's a marketing machine. and the way, and it runs very well. It connects you into things that you need as an independent artist, from places to buy and sell, I mean places to purchase your music, and not purchase, to sell your music, to do crowdfunding, to do merchandising. You know, all of these sources are directly connected in, and they have all these great partnerships that you have a whole interconnected campaign. And you can begin to sell all of your, you know, your items. You can directly connect, and you are doing smarter preparation and preparing, and you have a actual system and will that will be working for you for launching a crowdfunding or just your up-to-date. Now, one artist, if you want to check out, now, I'm not even sure how to sign up for him, but one of the great ways you can probably get on his email list is Hezekiah, and not Hezekiah Walker, but Hezekiah Davis III, Company 3, the number 3 Crates, 3 Crates, and you can find him on Bandcamp. But he uses SandBridge loyally. So you can probably, I don't know if you can go to 3 Crates or on 3crates.sandbridge.com. You can, you know, try that, and that may take you directly to a sign-up page. But definitely, if you go to his Bandcamp page and purchase music, and what's that going to cost you, $1 to purchase a single? He has a lot of great singles out. For you hip-hoppers and those who like the Otis remixes, he has a remix with Otis, him and Ishe has an Otis remix, Otis 2. They have a remix for Otis, and that one is hot. That is so great. That's Ishe and Hezekiah, the Otis remix. You just look it up, look on the 3Crates catalog. So that's 3crates.bandcamp.com. Just click on catalog and look. He has an extensive catalog, but you can look down there. And I know you're going to find something you like that you wouldn't mind purchasing a single for 99 cents. But your purchase will automatically get you on his email list. And his, again, the label's 3 Crates, and the artists are Hezekiah. You're going to find Range the Messenger, Ishe and Hezekiah, and Johnny Popcorn. And that's just to get on the list so that you can see how FanBridge works, how he keeps you updated about shows, event, new music. When they just dropped Cure for the Common Cold mixtape, that was free, how you can get free music, videos, just, you know, it's a great tool that he uses all the way around, and you can always, from the email, purchase music, purchase videos. If it's your artwork, you'll be able to purchase artwork. If it's your books, be able to purchase your books. I still suggest it as a great form for artists and for movements, you know, small movements. They may not be super, super small, but, you know, you have a movement, a new thing going. It's a great marketing tool. It is one of the best ways for the Urban Tech Fair that we constantly get. A month, and it's worth every penny of it. So you definitely want to get your FanBridge account, and you let them know that Mass Degree or Radio or Urban Tech Fair sent you. It's simply Jacqueline Taylor Adams. Now I'm going to get you this information on the mobile press kit so that you have the right site. So we've given I've given you just a lot of quick tips. I do suggest that you go through the series Businesses Plan to Profit, Christmas in July B2B series. Just check it out here on Mass Degree Radio. go through step by step so you can get more details into the business aspect of, you know, telling your brand story, making sure that, you know, that other things that you need are in order. But just for the art and entertainment industry, you want to find out what is relevant around the holiday seasons for your art and for everyone, no matter what your art is. It's the gift giving. So the biggest thing is to partner with a personal shopper to have your CD, your single, if you're doing vinyl, whatever, it's part of gift bags that go out to, you know, to relevant people and to start to get in distributions. You know, if you can find a personal shoppers association and can get to the association and distribute to the association on a wholesale level, you know, then all those personal shoppers have, you know, can go out and have your record or your item, your clothing, your artwork on their list. And it's not just a single one, but a whole personal shoppers association. Meeting planners, you know, find associations of meeting planners as far as events. Who are the meeting planners around? Who are the people that, you know, plan all of these meetings, and who are the talent bookers? But definitely look at meeting planners. But gift giving, sales, look at the sales force. Sales people always give gifts to their clients. There's one thing, you know, being in sales, you have to buy gifts for your best buyers during the holiday season. You definitely want to look at those people. Who are those people? And, again, other resources is your barbershops and salons. You know, everybody's coming through the around the holiday season. Get in with them early. And if you want to ask people to sell your items, and make sure you set them up so that they look well. Look, maybe they're willing to do consignment for you, but you get a nice, you know, merchandising. Get yourself a rack. Put it up so it looks really great, it looks good, and you just sit it up and say, well, hey, can we do this? It's something that complements, you know, their place. It doesn't make it look worse, but makes it look better. And these are the things that you want to look at doing. So these are just some suggestions and some ideas, but I hope it gets your juices going. I hope it gets you focused. If you have additional questions, please give us a call at 1-877-552-7012. Again, it's 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. You know, contact us, reach out to us. Recording artists, please hit us up at Talk to Us, TALK, the number 2 US, at MasterGrioRadio.com. Our other co-host, he was at a conference, he didn't get a chance to get here before the show ends today, but I do want you to know he is the creator of the Independent Video Channel TV, so that's IVCTV.net, IVCTV.net, one of the best-looking platforms for mobile for video. I mean, it outdoes MTV and everything. He gets a lot of great traffic. It's a place advertisers, businesses. It's a great place to advertise on, a great place to have your video showcased. If these are some things you want to do, if you want to promote your single, again, like I say, contact us at talk to us at MasterGriot, G-R-I-O-T, radio.com. Hit us up. We can definitely help you if you need help marketing, getting yourself out for the holiday season. One of our art and entertainment special guests has, for the past 2 years, has been David Chance, formerly of Rough Ends, and CEO of Chance Music, LLC. He is always looking for songwriters. There are many opportunities, so please do contact us if you want to know how do I use a friend bridge, how do I maximize it. I need a very affordable website. I need grace and ease, something I can easily update and access myself 24/7. I just need a domain name. Again, just contact us. You can give me a call. You can email talktous@massagrealradio.com. If you want to look at some options for websites, domain names, just go to dobusinessonline.tayloradamsmarketing.com. So it's Do Business Online Store. Let me make that correct. Do Business Online Store. So you're going to the Do Business Online Store.tayloradamsmarketing.com. So you can just go there yourself and just take time and look up things yourself and then call if you have a question later. But just go to the Do Business Online Store.tayloradamsmarketing.com. I know there is a sale going on now, so catch the sale before it closes out, because I think the sale closes out on Monday, or you may have until Saturday at 12 a.m. But you want to go and see what's on sale. .me's are on sale if you want to brand yourself with a .me. .co, I think there's I know there's a store-wide sale, so just go check it out. Make sure you have a domain name that works for you. Find a website, a simple web page that works for you that's within your budget. And if you need any additional help, we even, you know, search engine marketing. You can buy a service that's going to help you with that for flat fee for like $25 for a whole year. And we even have email marketing. If you don't want to fan bridge, we have an email marketing program. Definitely can work for you. So, but if I'm suggesting the fan bridge over my own program for artists, now, not necessarily for everyone, but for artists, especially recording artists, audio and radio, and small movements, I really suggest when you have a small team and you don't have many people, I really suggest you use FanBridge. And well, the whole program is just artist focused. You know, that's one reason. It's born for the artist. It was designed for the artist. So, you know, definitely use it. And if you have any questions, you can contact Tiffany at fanbridge.com. And if you have any questions. So that is it for the Art and Entertainment Edition of Businesses Plan to Profit Christmas in July series. Again, check out the entire series. Continue to follow us. We will have business advice every other Wednesday here on Master Griot Radio. So listen in, stay up to date. Even though you are an artist and you're in an entertainment business, you are in business, and you must be knowledgeable about business and know how to be an astute business and business person. Have a great week. Peace and love.